So we're up to the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav Omed Aleph. Because the Gemara keeps on referring back to the Mishnah, let's once again look back at the Mishnah. We're actually coming now towards the end of examining this Mishnah. Turn back to Daf Lamed Beis Omed Aleph. And if you look at the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Omed Aleph, it's in fact the end of the second wide line, the very last word, and it says dine momenus, monetary issues, or hatmeois vahatairois, when bezin have to judge some issue of tome or toher, then maschilin min hagodol, then you would begin by asking the greatest dayan there what his opinion is. But dine nefoshois maschilin min hatzad, there you would dafka not begin from the godel, and you would begin from the tzad, those sitting at the side who obviously were the more junior dayon. Now, why would that be the case? So have a look there at Rashi. Before we turn back to our sugya, look at Rashi there on the first very wide line. Rashi says, Hatayrois vahatmeyos, imbo odom. If a person would come, lishoel, Aldvar Tyris is coming to ask a question in Tyris. I have an apple over here, and it was in a building, and I'm not sure if there was a dead body, etc., etc. Maybe I'm a Koyain. Am I allowed to eat this apple or not? Fine, so the Bezdin are going to have to examine the case and paskin the Shaila. So then, Maschilin min Agodel, you'd begin from the greatest, the most experienced, the biggest Talmud Chacham, Shoyalin Tchilo Legodel, Shabadayonim. You would first ask the greatest of the Dayanim, Mahu Oimer Bedovo, what does he say in this matter? However, says Rashi, Min Hatzad, if it's Dine Nefoshes, you do not begin with the Godel, you begin Min Hatzad, from the less experienced or the more junior Dayanim, Min Haktanim. Why? Shemo Yechayvenu HaGodel. Remember, this has always been the theme throughout the entire Mishnah. We are trying to do absolutely everything we can to get this person off the hook. We do not want to put him to death. If the Godel will go first and will express his opinion, and maybe he'll say, okay, the way I see the case is that he's chayev. If that happens, v'lo yirtzu lachloik al dvarov, maybe nobody will want to argue with him. How can we, who are we to dispute the opinion of a godel in such a major case? As it says in the Pasuk, Lo yisane al riv, and we learn al dvorov shel godel, rav ksiv b'lo yud, even though it's pronounced riv, but it's written rav. You're not supposed to argue with a rav, and maybe they'll understand that to mean that once the godel has expressed his opinion, we cannot argue. Which means if the godel happens to think that this person is guilty, then nobody's going to express a different opinion. So that's it, he's doomed. So therefore, we'd much rather start min hatzad, let the juniors express their opinion, and maybe we can start tallying up votes of dayanim who actually think that he's innocent. But once the godel has expressed his opinion that he's chayev, nobody's going to want to argue. So look back into the Gemara now. Let's turn to Daf Lamed Vav Omed Aleph. Says the Gemara, Dine Momenus Hatmeois Vahatairos. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav. So Rav says, Ano Havoi B'minyono Debei Rebbe. I was part of the minyan, meaning part of the Bezdin, with Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? Rebbe is the great Rebbe Yehuda Hanossi, the greatest Tana. Rav, who is essentially an Amora, but the Gemara says that we also consider him a Tana because he was the first generation. He actually lived at the time of Tanoim. So Rav says, I was on the Bezdin with Rebbe. Now, clearly, obviously, Rebbe was the greatest. So according to what we've just learned now, the halacha should be that if it's dine momenus, or tmeos, or tahares, then you begin with the Godel, which is Rebbe. However, says Rav, he testified for us, Omar Rav, Ano Havoi, I was b'minyonod b'Rebbe, I was part of the minion, part of the account, the bezdin of Rebbe, uminoi didi, and from me have a maschili b'reisha. And they started with me. For some reason, they started, it all began with me. What's going on? Why did they begin with me? V'ho'anan, surely we have learned, maschilin min ha-godol, quote unquote, tnan. Haven't we learned that you're supposed to begin with the godol, who is not me, surely it was Rebbe. So why did they begin with me? Excuse me. That's the question of the Gemara. Why did they begin with me? Why did they begin with me? So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbo braid the Rava. So Rabbo, the son of Rava, Ve'itema, some say it was Rav Hillel braid the Ravala, says, there's different. Shani minyona debay Rebbe. The minion, the bezdin of Rebbe, was for some reason different. It's true. Normally, as a general rule, you're supposed to start from the Godel, not in the case of Dinin Nefoshes, but we're not discussing Dinin Nefoshes. You're supposed to start with the Godel. In Rebbe's bezdin, they did not do that. Why did they not do that? Shani minyona debe rebi de kulhu minyonaihu min hatzad havamaschili. They always began from the tzad. They always began from the junior dayonim. Even though we learned in our Mishnah, they're supposed to start from the Godel. In Rebbe's Bezdin, as a rule, they always began with the junior dayonim. Why so? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Min hatzad have a maschili mipnei anova yisera, because of the great humility shahoy saboy that Rebbe had. Rebbe was such an onov that he always deferred to those, even though they were younger, more junior than him, and that's why Rav testified. Yes, I was on the bezdin together with Rebbe, and Rebbe should have essentially gone first." But because he was so modest, he always deferred. He always began with the side. He always began with the junior dayan. Says the Gemara.
Doesn't say.
V'omar Rabbo Brei de Rava. Rabbo now says in the name of Rava, V'itema Rav Hillel Brei de Ravalis. Once again, the same pair of names. Miyamois Moshe, very fascinating Gemara now. Miyamois Moshe, from the time of Moshe, Va'ad Rebbe, Rebbe again is Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe, loy motzinu, you do not find Torah v'gedula b'mokim echad. You do not find Torah v'gedula. What does that mean, Torah v'gedula? Literally translated, Torah and greatness. Greatness in what? So look at Rashi. Says Rashi, b'mokim echad, Torah son, the gdulason shel Yisrael ba'odom echad. You don't find that one person was zeicha to both tremendous levels in Torah and also in greatness. What does that mean, greatness? She'ein kamoisai b'chol Yisrael. There's no parallel in all of Yisrael, but Torah u'bigdula, k'goyim Moshe. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu, shahaya godoil al kol Yisrael b'malchus. He was a godoil, meaning, what does it mean he was great? Here we're talking about his stature, his leadership position. Ubatayra. So to in Torah, obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu, kibul Torah Misinai. So Moshe Rabbeinu was at the same time not only the greatest in Torah, but also the greatest in his position as leader of Klal Yisrael. And what the Gemara is saying is that's a very, very rare combination. In fact, it's so rare that we do not find this from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabbi. Why? Says Rashi, V'chein Rabbi b'nasius u'b'Torah. On the one hand, obviously, Rabbi is the greatest in Torah. He is the one who compiled all of Torah Shebaal Peh for us. But he was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael at the same time. So just for an example, I'll give an example. Who took over the leadership of Klal Yisrael from Moshe Rabbeinu? As we know, it was Yeshua ben Nun. So Yeshua ben Nun had the position of Gedula. He was the leader of Klal Yisrael, but wasn't necessarily the greatest in Torah. In fact, Chazal tell us that when the Torah lists out all the order of the Meraglim in Parashas Shelach, it's in order of greatness, and Yeshua is by no means the first. So there might well have been people in Klal Yisrael who were on a higher level in Torah than Yeshua ben Nun. Kadosh Baruch Hu nonetheless saw it fit for Yeshua to be the leader of Klal Yisrael.
Wasn't so, Pinchas Moshe the Taman Mufak of Moshe?
Correct. Correct. Yeshua was also, but Pinchas so too also. Therefore, this very rare combination of having Torah and Gedula b'mokim echot in one person to be uniquely great, both in his stature as leader and also his stature of Talmud Chacham, from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to Rebbe, which is hundreds and hundreds of years later, we do not find a precedent for that. Now, the Gemara, Reb Lari, is going to precisely bring up the point. What about Elazar? What about Pinchas? Have a look at the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Veloy? Question mark. Really, is that true? We don't find Torah the Gedula b'mokim echad anywhere from Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe? V'ho have Yehoshua. So here the Gemara is clearly telling us that actually Yeshua was tremendously great in Torah and he was great in leadership. So Yeshua also seems to have this dual combination that Moshe Rabbeinu had. So how can you say that nobody had this dual combination of Torah v'Gdula b'Mokim Echad all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu up till Rebbe? It's not true. Moshe Rabbeinu's successor Yeshua had Torah and Gedula. Answers the Gemara, no. Hava Elazar. Because at the same time that Yeshua lived, there was Elazar. Elazar also had this dual combination. Apparently Elazar had tremendous heights in Torah, and also he had a position of leadership. What was his position of leadership? He was the Kohen Gadol. Says Rashi, Hava Elazar, Chaveirai b'Torah. Elazar was his equal in Torah and equal in leadership. Yeshua was the leader of Klal Yisrael, Elazar was the Kohen Gadol, in which case, V'loi Hava Mokim Echot, in which case it's not unique anymore. What the Gemara means to say is not that there was nobody who had this dual combination, but there was nobody who had it b'mokim echad, meaning he was unique to his generation. Because in Yeshua's generation, it's true, Yeshua also had Torah v'gedula, but he had together with him Elazar. So therefore, the only person who is unique in his generation that had Torah v'gdula b'mokim echad is Moshe Rabbeinu, and that never happened again until Rabbi Yosef. Is that how Art Scroll translates it when they say, "Have a Yeshua, have a Eliezer"?
Have Eliezer. Eliezer was there, and he was just Yeshua's equal in Torah.
Right, that's exactly how they explain. So therefore, that's not called B'mokim Echad, because albeit that you have Torah v'Gedula with Yeshua, but he has an equal. He has an equal. Who's his equal? At least in Torah, Elazar. So you can't say that Torah v'Gedula is limited to one Mokim, because actually Torah in that generation had two Mokimis. Who was it? Both Yeshua and also Elazar. Whereas in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody equaled Moshe Rabbeinu in Torah. So therefore, the leader of Klal Yisrael was unmatched, unparalleled in Torah. That's called B'mokim Echot. And that never again happened until the generation of Rebbe. Says the Gemara once again, V'ho have a Pinchos. After Moshe Rabbeinu died, after Yeshua died, after Elazar died, what about Pinchas? Says the Gemara, no. Havu Zakenim. There were the other elders of Klal Yisrael. Have a look at Rashi. V'ho Havu Pinchas Mishamesu Yeshua ve'Elazar. After Yeshua and Elazar died, Pinchas was left, and he was now tremendously great, both in stature and also in Torah. The answer is, yeah, but there was a Zakenim. Who are the Zakenim? Rashi says, Kegoin, Osniel, Ve'ivtson, Uboyaz. So there were tremendously great people in Klal Yisrael, and therefore, even though Pinchas may well have been the leader, but you cannot say that Torah was limited to Mokim Echad, there were others in that generation who matched, who paralleled Pinchas's great levels of Torah. Says the Gemara, it's a whole history lesson now. Says the Gemara, V'ho have a Shoal. What about Shoal? Shoal, once again, was the Melech of Klal Yisrael and also tremendous levels of Torah. So we do have Torah of the Gedula B'mokim Echad long before Rabbi. Says the Gemara, no, have a Shmuel. There was Shmuel HaNovi. Shmuel HaNovi, although may not be the leader of Klal Yisrael, but he was as great in Torah as Shoal. So once again, it's not B'mokim Echad. You cannot say it's the only place that Torah was to be found on that level, because it was to be found in other places as well, i.e. Shmuel HaNovi. Asks the Gemara, V'ho noch nafshei. What does it mean, V'ho noch nafshei? But he passed away. Who passed away? Shmuel. So if Shmuel passed away, when he passed away, who was left remaining? Shaul. And if that's the case, after Shmuel passed away, it's true, at the time that they were both alive, then you're right. You cannot say that the greatest in Torah was necessarily Shaul, because Shmuel was his match. But after Shmuel passes away, then Shaul has remained unmatched. Yes, Rabbi.
But after Shmuel died, Shaul had already been reduced because of his problem with Amalek and Agag. Because it was Shmuel that warned him that Hashem gave him a command.
True, true.
So after Shmuel died, Shaul wasn't the same anymore.
Okay, it's true. Rashi doesn't, the Gemara does not give that answer. It's a good point. What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers that no. Kulu shanye ka'omrinon. You're right. After Shmuel HaNovi, then Shaul HaMelech remained alone. But kulu shanye komrinon. What I meant was all of his years. All of Moshe Rabbeinu's years, and equally Rebbe, all of Rebbe's years, they were unmatched. Whereas Shaul, it was only part of his years, meaning after Shmuel HaNovi died. So even though it's true that after Shmuel HaNovi died, he was left remaining, but you cannot say that throughout his entire lifetime, he was unmatched, because there was part of his lifetime where there was an equal, i.e. Shmuel HaNovi. Says the Gemara once again, very similar question and answer again and again. V'ho have David. What about David HaMelech? The Melech of Klal Yisrael and the greatest in Torah. Says the Gemara, no, there was somebody else in his generation. You know who that was? Omri, the Gemara says, have Ira Hayairi. Who is Ira Hayairi? We'll see in a moment in Rashi. But again, it was not unique to David. Ay vahal noch nafshe, but surely he passed away. Once again, the same answer. But kulei shanye kamrino. What we meant was his entire lifetime. So albeit that part of David HaMelech's lifetime, he was unmatched, but you cannot say his entire lifetime, because at least for some of his years, he was equaled by somebody called Ira Hayairi. Who is that? So look at Rashi.
Rabbi, quick question.
Are you there? Nachum, so, where are you?
I just can't, I'm not in front of a proper screen.
Okay.
Why is Aaron not on par with any of these other number twos?
Clearly, he was not considered to be on the same level of Torah as Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, you cannot say Moshe Rabbeinu had an equal.
So we're not saying these other leaders were as equal to Moshe either.
No, they were the greatest in that generation. But in Moshe Rabbeinu's generation, there was nobody on his level throughout his lifetime. As opposed to some of these examples, they had a parallel at least for some of their lifetime. Now, who was Rabbi, this? Yes.
One sorry. Doesn't Gemara Brachos talk about David's Rebbe, and it wasn't Ira? It was not Mr. Shelach, obviously. It was something like that.
Achitofel.
Achitofel. So I wonder how they want to mention Achitofel. It was David's Rebbe.
Yeah, not sure. Have a look at Rashi. Ira Hayairi. Who is this? Ira Hayairi. B'moyet katan amrinon. To have a masni luhula rabbonon agaba korim v'ksasois. He would learn by the rabbonon sitting on pillows. The David hoyo manhigoi olav l'roish. David appointed him to greatness to ksiv ira hayairi hoyo koyein l'david. Okay, so clearly he was considered to an extent as a parallel to David HaMelech, which means that even though he eventually passed away, but David HaMelech, you cannot say that he was unequaled for his whole lifetime. Says the Gemara, v'ho have Shloime, Shloime HaMelech, Melech of Klal Yisrael and the Chacham Mikol Adam. Says the Gemara, no, but what about have Shimi ben Gera? Shimi ben Gera also lived at the same time as Shlomo HaMelech, was considered as great as him as Torah. V'hokotlei, aye, but he was put to death eventually. So Shlomo HaMelech remained alone. Yes, same answer. But kurei shanye kamrino. But we're talking about, was this unique his whole lifetime? And Shlomo HaMelech, you cannot say it was unique his whole lifetime. Aye, ho have a chizkio. Chizki again was the Melech of Klal Yisrael. And he was the Melech of Klal Yisrael unmatched. The answer is no, he was. Have a Shivna. Ay, v'ho iktil, but he was killed. Once again, kulu shanye kamrinon. We mean his whole lifetime. So even though he was killed, which means that Chizki was then left unmatched. But you cannot say that that was the case his whole lifetime. Says Rashi, Shimi Godoil Hoyo was very great for the Ashkechen Sheyorad Likras David Hayardin Be'elef Ish with 1,000 people. Shivno, we actually mentioned him earlier on in the Masechta, Shehoyo Yeshivasoi Gedoilo Mishel Chizkia, Gedoma Perek Zeh Boira. Okay, back into the Gemara. It says the Gemara of Ohava Ezra. Ezra HaSoifa was the leader of Klal Yisrael, the greatest in Torah. Says the Gemara, that's true. Bahava Nehemiah ben Chiklaya. At the same time as Ezra was Nehemiah. Omer of Adabaavo, Afani Oimer. Now I want to continue the theme. We said that there was nobody from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe who was unmatched for the entire duration of their lifetime in Torah and Gedulah. Now let's continue. Afan Yomer, that after Rebbe, we discussed from Moshe until Rebbe. But Mia Mois Rebbe, from the time of Rebbe, Ad Rav Ashi, And until the time of Rav Ashi, who was much later, again, lo motzinu teira v'gdula b'mokim echot. So this very unique combination of teira v'gdula, which existed with Moshe Rabbeinu, never again till Rebbe, and then never again till Rav Ashi. Ask the Gemara, v'loi? Really, what, we never find it? Ay, v'ho hava huna bar nosen. There was an Amora called Huna Banosan who apparently was as great as Rav Ashi. Says the Gemara, but Huna Barnosan Mechef Havachayef Leila Rav Ashi. He would totally submit himself to Rav Ashi, and therefore he made himself complete Onov, submitted his will, and therefore it's as if Rav Ashi stood alone. Okay, so this is an interesting piece of Gemara, which is more agadaic than halachic. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the next Gemara that goes back to being halachic once again.
How does this all relate to the comment, Lakom Bisrael Kamosha Od?
We're not comparing the later generations to Moshe. We're just saying they were the greatest in their generation. Moshe Rabbeinu was clearly greater than them. But Torah, to be the greatest in your generation in Torah, and to be the greatest in leadership, that's what we're talking about. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is greater than all. We're not comparing any of them to Moshe.
No, but that was a unique quality of Moshe. In other words, he was...
Yeah, no, we're not measuring the extent of the greatness. We're just saying, was he the greatest in his generation in both of these facets? Both in Torah and leadership. In later generations, they may have been less Talmidei Chachamim, but they were the greatest in that door.
And Rabbi Akiva did not have those qualities?
Akiva is not mentioned over here for some reason.
Yeah, he had the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever that means.
In some respects, he was greater, the Gemara says. True. Okay, Reb Larry, have a great birthday. Be well.
So far, so good. It's a good way to get started.
Great.
Learn Gachabura.
Be well.
Yeah.